So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Aye. Oh. Maybe bridges? No. Next up, Judy Hall.
I was asking you.
Join the meeting.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I needed to be here or not, but since I'm on the agenda, I showed up. So you all should have received the semi-annual mortgage tax report for October 1st through March 31st. It's pretty self-explanatory. We're distributing $814,503.97. Anybody have questions?
Yeah, it's the highest semi-annual distribution in 10 years?
Yes.
Is there anything driving that other than just everybody's refinancing at lower rates?
Combination. We did have some large mortgages. There was almost $2 million in Bath for Indus Meth properties. Corning City had nearly $3 million. Mountain View Ridge townhouses. Hornellsville had a little over $1 million. Home Community, Hornell Communities, LLC. Pulteney was, well, that was like property for private people. Troopsburg, almost $7.5 million. Solar Troopsburg, LLC.
Wow.
And Urbana had another private one, but Wayne and Urbana, excuse me, both had nearly $4 million from Cuca Shores Land Company. So that would account for a lot of it.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Judy?
So moved.
I'll entertain a motion to approve the distribution.
So moved.
To second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Is that it? Thank you.
Next up, Wendy.
I received two bids back from the RFP on the tax bill printing and mailing. One from ABS or Applied Business Systems in Batavia, one from Cathedral in Rome, New York. They're pretty close. Cathedral is a little cheaper. I'm more familiar with ABS. They are currently printing bills in more counties in New York than Cathedral. I heard back from Livingston, Genesee, and Greene counties that contract with ABS. They're all very pleased. They work well with them, make any changes and so on. I only heard back, there were two county references Cathedral had. One was Hamilton. I heard back from them. It's Hamilton is in the backyard of Cathedral. So, they were pleased with them as well. We did have a test run, a couple of test runs of bills with ABS for Village of South Corning and City of Hornell, and they went smoothly. One thing up in the air with Cathedral is the mail, the addressing might come back with more work on our end if the address isn't verified as valid before mailing. Then it would come back to us and we'd have to work to try to find what's the correct address. So I would recommend the ABS systems.
Got a motion?
So with ABS, you don't have as much work to do when it comes back?
Right. It would just simply be mailing out from there. I've been to their facility. They can handle 2,500 to 3,000 pieces of mail per hour. So, you know, that part's not a big deal. And then any addressing issues would go back to the collector. Maybe they would know better than our office what problems there might be.
Kelly?
What exactly is the price differential?
Well, it is kind of up in the air too. We typically have bills that are coded if they're going to the bank. So ABS would just print one side of those bills rather than the back side as well. So there's a 10 cent savings there. There's a little bit per, there's like 11,000 bank bills. The freight is kind of up in the air because if I get the bank codes bills mailed back so that the collectors can compile them and send them out as one packet, then there's freight either way. Or if I just have Cathedral mail all bank codes, then there's the difference in the postage and the cost of the bill. So it's kind of, you know, a couple thousand there. But I can't get a concrete on the shipping. They're saying it's by weight. So I'm not... I don't have a real good estimate of difference.
John?
So based on the old way of mailing this stuff out, we have a cost factor. Do we know what the differential is going to be or projected differential?
Sure.
Savings or cost-wise?
Right. So the cost just for us for paper and printing is 7 cents per piece. Then... I talked to Cody at IT and he indicated that their staff takes a whole day. That's just the staff to print and compile the bills. For the town of Bath takes a whole day, which is about 5,000 parcels. So I just took that position. That doesn't take into account the... other person that works with us to, you know, get the bills part processed or the stuffer and sealer. So one position I've calculated out to 4.5 cents per piece there. So our cost is, and then we charge back, or IT charge back to $250 to each municipality. So our current cost with the mailing and compiling and printing is about, $36,000. And then when you add in the IT fee and any additional supplies, it comes to $44,007. And, for instance, ABS with the, postage savings and IT would weigh the $250. It's about $10,000 difference.
So I guess one of the points here is that we're saving all this time. What are these people going to be doing in IT? That, so if we're saving time, what are we going to do with the time?
Right.
Their normal functions, help desk, support. Essentially, they put, if tickets come in for requests from departments and they're doing this, those get put on hold.
So, but if we don't know how much the total cost from this new contract is that we're looking to approve, we don't really know how much our savings are going to be.
Well, the up in the air is mostly the shipping. If I had this, the bills, the bank bills shipped here rather than all mailed.
Well, then can you give us a apples to apples numbers between the two companies and leave off the shipping part?
Sure. Cathedral ends up with a cost of, including postage, $28,588. And ABS comes out with about $35,000.
So with the postage, we're about where we're at right now. But the only thing we're doing is saving time, basically. That's what it sounds like to me.
No, well, yeah. And the taxpayers would be more, get their bills in a timely manner. And
this is going to help the towns out as far as the mailing and the whole nine yards. They're not going to have to do that. Everything is just going to come from the county.
Right. It's just going to be mailed out directly from wherever, whichever company.
Okay.
They don't have to go through, like some of them do, and find all the single owner bills, and then open them and compile them together, or, you know, I found out the city of Hornell, which probably, you know, a lot of them are in the Hornell zip code, but they go specifically through 3,500 bills and put them in zip code order.
So your chargebacks currently are $250.
For IT, and then our office charges just for paper and any binders that they receive.
So is the chargeback going to be same plus the paper, or how? I mean, I'm confused on that.
Well, the chargeback would be the binders, the IT costs would be waived, and the postage we would have to pay and have them pay us back. So there's.
I'm assuming it's a bulk rate postage.
Yes. Yes.
So there's a savings there.
It's about 10 cents, 10 or 11 cents.
So if we're billing this back to the towns sitting out there, how much actual cost does the county have?
The actual cost, what we charge back the towns when it takes a good number of people from the IT department, a decent amount of time to do it. I would venture that we're not capturing the entire cost of those people for those days.
So but we're getting the majority of it back.
Right. It's really the personnel savings that we have and freeing them up and doing this in an efficient way as well.
And so this cost, no matter which contract, would be then part of it at least would be charged back to the municipalities.
I would think they would be appreciative of that. If they're going to be mailed directly, if they're going to be mailed at a cheaper postage rate than most townships can get, they're going to get charged for that.
Well, and it sounds like there's a $7,000 differential or $8,000 differential between the two companies. Yeah. So is there really, should you be considering the lower cost one or not?
I mean, you have to have a reason to go with a higher cost, don't you?
But anything that's not deliverable sitting out there comes back to the county with a cheaper rate versus the other one that will take care of that. I guess that's what I got out of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we never had a second on the original motion. So what's the motion? You want to make a motion to approve Cathedral or ABS?
In your review, Wendy, is there any other substantial differentiation between Cathedral and ABS?
Other than there's not a lot of other county experience printing bills. I did reach out to them about, they had something in here about cost after implementation, or if there was a pull request. So say you found that there was an error in a bill cycle or whatever, then there's an extra fee for that of $75 plus up to 25 pieces. And then $3 for any other 25 over that. So if you ran into an error, that could be a big cost there. There's a programming fee after implementation, which might not come into play, but there are instances where not very often, but you'll find where you've sent something to print and you've discovered an error and you have to reprint that town or whatever. So that would be, and there's no extra cost for that in the ABS.
I'll move it. We should, have it on the board, have a discussion. But
which one?
Yeah, ABS.
Is there a second?
Thought I moved it. Second.
It was never a second initially. So now we got a second. Got a motion to second to approve the ABS contract. Any more discussion or questions?
Fred? So is it my understanding that if we go this route, the town clerks no longer have to mail out the tax bills?
Right.
Correct.
Exactly.
Is this a one-year contract, Wendy?
I didn't really talk about that, but yeah, they would, I believe, give us a price per year.
Should we be looking for more details before we actually move?
I can get some more concrete if possible.
Pluses, the minuses.
Mm-hmm. So why don't we table it? Unless you want to take a vote. Bring it back on.
Unless somebody else has more discussion.
We have time.
Right. I would do that. We need some more information.
Yeah.
Why don't we come back?
One other question I would ask is, can towns decide not to do this? I mean, are they going to push back on it saying that they want to do the mailing or the separating or all that, or they don't want to pay the cheaper postage fee?
Oh, I would.
I guess theoretically, I don't know if any, there's nothing that binds.
Not in the right mind.
Yeah, so.
So basically, we're the responsible entity that sends out tax bills. We've just always done it through the townships where the tax collectors are.
Right.
So the fact that we're making a change upstream, they really shouldn't have the ability to say no.
Shouldn't.
Okay.
Should. I mean, I could see if the cost was sky.
Yeah, if we were increasing it, sure. But, yeah.
But if, I think this sort of change, cost chargebacks being, similar. To everyone's point, I think they would be happy with it because it is a lot of running around for us and them at the end of the year to get things done.
Well, and I remember Mr. Malter brought it up last year, the aggravation some of them had because they weren't getting their packets in time to get it all split up and mailed out. So this would solve that problem.
Yeah, and for the two towns I hail, they're more than happy to give it up.
Yeah.
Wendy, one question. So the villages that are fiscal year from June 1 to May 31, so their bills are going to be due. Are we going to be under the old system?
Oh, boy.
ABS had offered to do the village cycle without charging their $200 implementation fee. So we were hoping to do those this time.
Notify the villages?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if that's the case, you really can't postpone this thing. If you're looking at doing the village billing, doesn't that come out the end of this month?
Yeah, we could do special admin before your board meeting. So that really wouldn't delay it too much, a week and a half.
Well, we could do it for 1 year and then look at it.
One thing is too, when you're talking about the time savings, I heard somebody say the clerk stuffing the envelopes. Well, if you have a town that the clerk and the tax collector don't get along, that tax collector that's only there part-time is stuffing a lot of tax bills. They're not there that often. So yeah. And I can't see any tax collector being offended.
In a lot of towns, it's the same person.
Exactly.
But some it's different.
Are you speaking from experience? Yeah. So I just think we need a little bit more detail and a little clearer information between the two vendors. I don't have a problem with picking the higher paid one, but it's just not clear to me that there is enough reasons for us to be doing that. So I think we need some more information.
Well, then let's put it out for a special admin committee meeting prior to the full legislative meeting.
And maybe Wendy could send it out to us ahead of time.
Yeah, ahead. Okay, so we have a chance to look at it.
Before your meeting.
Good idea.
Okay.
But that doesn't answer the question about the villages that need to mail their bills by the end of May.
Well, I don't. Even if we pass it at the full board meeting, I think it's too late for this year, right?
Right. I mean, we can still print them in-house.
We have to get a contract in place, and right. Jen's very fast, but we don't know what their company is. So, that minimum a week to get a contract done. We'll probably be using the same IT process for the village bills and then getting ready for towns.
Are all the villages the same dates?
I don't know. There are two, Hammondsport and South Corning bill in March.
Yeah, I already got my village bill and from South Corning.
Yeah. And then the rest bill in June.
Lucky you.
In the information that you prepare for us, can you give us a cost comparison of what it is currently and what it would be for the towns?
Yes. Yeah.
That would be very helpful.
Issue. Thanks, Wendy.
Okay, thanks.
Another hot button topic. Any more, as usual. Sit back, folks. You might be here a while.
Good morning. So, as Mr. Shu pointed out, the copy paper award, we received three bids. One bid was for $65 from Tiles and Style, a company downstate. Contract paper was $26.30, and WB Mason, who is the vendor that usually is successful in this bid, is at $24.06. That represents like a 89-cent increase in what we paid the last quarter, but it constantly goes up and down. Generally, that's why we do it quarterly. So my recommendation would be to award to WB Mason for $24.06.
So moved.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Second one is to, this is a one-year bid awarded quarterly, so it's time to renew that bid. Runs from July 21st to, or I'm sorry, July 2021 to June of 2022. So I'm looking for authorization to reissue this bid.
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
And thirdly, we have an abundance of file cabinets, office chairs, desks out at the barn. Basically, we're at capacity. So what I'd be requesting is authorization to do an online auction through Teetsworth, who we've used like three times now prior to this and had good results every time.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Andy.
When would that online auction be?
When? Depending what their schedule is, normally Teetsworth has been real, they can usually come down within a couple weeks. So it would probably be next month. They have two net auctions generally, one like 2 weeks into the month and then one at the end of the month. So it should hit one of those two auctions. We'll need to pull that stuff out and put it into lots. We'll probably do like, you know, maybe eight file cabinets to a lot. And so we're going to have to pull all that out and sort that out and then be able to take photos of it and identify it by lot number. So it'll take a little time, but it should be next month.
Just so everyone's aware, I mean, our practice, we're pretty stingy, and Eric and his crew and others go through, and anything that's pretty good goes to another department or something else. So, you know, not that we won't have success with the online auction, but we don't have exactly prime real
estate. Sounds like Hilda was looking for an old Rolodex.
You never know. Could come back. No one can hack into that.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
They can steal it.
That's not me.
Good morning. A couple things for you today. First thing we talked about in PS&C, reclassification in the sheriff's office, a deputy sheriff position to a criminal investigator position. And the reason behind this is we've had a criminal investigator that's been on out on 207C for nearly 5 years. And is not going to come back, at least it appears that way. We have an individual who is currently on the list, at the top of the list. Unfortunately, one of the villages called for a new investigator list, which means this list will be defunct at that, you know, at the time we give the new test. So we're asking to reclassify this into a criminal investigator position in order to put that current deputy in. And then upon the successful retirement of the individual on 207C, which we're going through again now to try and get that for them, that position would go back to be a deputy sheriff. So net wouldn't be any extra.
I'll move it.
Second.
Got a motion, second, John.
Yeah, the 207C investigator sitting out there, is this paid through workman's comp?
No.
So was his disability because of online? Or on
the job, yes. Yes,
it's so on the job. We're paying this out of county funds rather than, well, shouldn't it be coming out of comp?
207C is different in that way. Under the medical treatment and all of that would come under workman's comp, but under 207C, the salary, the payment is paid directly. We pay full freight directly.
We get reimbursement from comp for part of that.
Well, we are comp.
We reimburse ourselves for what it did in the workers' comp for that.
We'd be reimbursing ourselves by ourselves because we're self-funded. We have an alternative contribution plan, but I don't think we actually move money from workers' comp salary line to the sheriff's salary line to make up for that.
And I can say this individual that's been out, you know, it's one of the ones, he deserves it. He's tried to get back, you know, was legitimately injured on the job. We've tried on numerous occasions to get disability retirement. It's not easy to get, but we are actually in the next couple weeks doing a hearing with retirement, and hopefully we hope it'll be successful this time. But 207C kind of ties our hands. You know, they can sit out there for a long, long time.
Brad?
Yeah, would the states talk on offering an early retirement for our state workers and municipal workers? Could that be a resolution to this?
You know, I guess it would depend on what they did for an incentive. You know, this is police retirement, so it's a little bit different. You know, with a regular retirement, it might be. But on this one, I couldn't answer that until I know what they would do. You know, it's already an abbreviated retirement anyway, so I'm not sure.
And what we're hearing, Fred, I haven't seen the bill language, but they're doing state. And then also the only local I've heard is New York City.
Oh.
That the rest of the local governments aren't under that bill.
Of course.
Got a motion, a second. Any other questions for Nate? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. We also have a Public Works. Asking to reclassify a CAD specialist position to a senior engineering aide position. And this is due to multiple retirements in the department. You know, realignment of duties, so on and so forth. If you have any questions, Vince is here. But it's a good plan.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions for Vince or Nate? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
We have two other items that kind of came up during the period between the agenda being due. But one is, as you probably recall, in risk management, we did a reclassification to a senior account clerk typist. And that's a position that's been talked about numerous times over the years. It's a very highly responsible position in that office. What we'd like to do is reassign the current soon-to-retire employee to that higher grade until such time as they retire. You know, it's one of those things that we unfortunately couldn't get it done and couldn't make it happen while, you know, in the past, but we'd like to, you know, give her that until she retires. It's approximately $1.15 an hour, you know, or a raise. And I think it's July, till July. So asking for permission to do that.
I'll move it.
Got a motion?
I'll second.
Second.
I mean, if she's been doing the work, she should be getting that pay for sure.
Why didn't we do this sooner? She's going to retire.
There were some union issues with this is not a union position, and there were some issues with titles, union titles, and so on and so forth that we had to work through before. It's been a long going thing back to the Bob Beal days. I mean, it's something that's been a long time, and we finally you know went there, but so we want to do that for her.
Time because in that time period you had a lot of full-time risk managers,
right?
And now we've transitioned mm-hmm. to part-time risk manager, where this individual is taking on more responsibility. And we have a great individual. Sad she's going to be going. Hopefully, mm-hmm. we get another great individual. But responsibilities are such that, you know, the timing, especially, I think that was the other issue was before, not that Linda and others who were in that job weren't doing a lot, but it was different when you had a full-time risk manager.
Anything else?
How long has she been with the county?
Offhand, I mean, long enough to retire. She's been in a couple different departments and been a, you know, a fairly long time employee. So, you know, quite a while.
Right down the hall, so she could probably.
Yeah, she could probably hear us.
She's doing a great job.
So, any other questions for Nate? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I have one other thing that came up this week. I'm going to ask Sean to come up with me for this one and let him kind of explain what's going on.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm here this morning to ask you for some help. We've got some staffing issues, and they're pretty severe. By way of some background, I've been the public defender for about 3 years. And over the past 3 years, the average turnover rate for attorneys in my office has been 5 per year. It's a ton. And, you know, the attorney staffing issues that have gone on and are going on, all that's not lost on me. It's getting harder and harder to keep folks and to keep our head above water. So several weeks ago, I got a phone call from one of my longtime part-time assistant defenders, Peter Degnan. And Pete's been with us for about 30 years. And he advised that he had received an offer from Allegheny County, which is where his private practice is located, to work at the district attorney's office full time. And they offered him a particular salary. And he all but said, you know, I'm telling you now.
John,
yes, sir.
Need to go into executive session.
Yes, sir.
Discuss this matter.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think so. So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Do we want to go in before we?
Well, so we're going to say why? I
mean, well,
particular person, employment of a particular person.
I mean, it's about, yeah. Is it about?
It's about him.
It's about,
him. It's
right.
Mostly a position.
Correct.
Right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're in executive session. Go back into open.
Hello.
There's a second.
So
you want to stay an executive?
I'm still thinking, how does he have time to do? He has all these.
He's a maniac. He's a maniac.
He really is.
He is.
He's a lot like me.
Session.
Aye.
Opposed? We're in open session. So now we need to entertain a vote to make Peter Degnan a full-time assistant public defender at the rate of 91.7.
Second. 53.
Got a motion to second. Any questions? Not all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough.
Hey, Sean. Sean, we need to start going to law schools and put our caps on and catch them at the door on their way out of graduation.
Yes, ma'am. I've been to every single one that's been offered. It's very challenging because of the length of time that it takes between graduation and getting the results from the bar exam. They forget about you, or they have other ideas about what they can do and where they can go, and they're going to be this million-dollar attorney and live in New York City and those kinds of things. And so you lose them. I picked up one person from a career fair and ultimately that didn't work out. They couldn't do it. So it's, I'm trying. I'm trying everything I can for sure.
Sean and I have an intern that's going to law school soon that we're sharing the summer. So we're trying to convince him that, he needs to come back to us.
Yes.
So we're starting him even earlier now.
And I just
law school.
I just reached out to, I don't know if you folks will remember, Michaela Azimi Rossetti. Michaela's at Cornell Law School. And she is in charge of a program where law students during the summer come and work for various departments within the county. They're paired up with undergraduates, so they're even digging deeper and trying to get people interested earlier on. And I missed the cutoff window for this summer. Plus, doing it virtually, I don't think does it justice for the kids or for our office. I just don't think they take away what they should if you're in the office, if you're in the courtroom, those kinds of things. So next summer, I guarantee you, we will have Cornell folks knocking on our door, and I'll see if I can talk to some of the other departments and see if they're interested.
She should put a good word in for it.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. She was very excited about the opportunity. So, yep.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Brooks.
Thank you. And for the record, I started here as an intern in 1991. So that does tend to suck you in once you start. So, all right. Is this an executive session issue? This is an individual personnel issue.
It's an individual person. We're going to go to an executive session.
Yes, it's an individual.
Okay. So I need a motion to go on executive session.
Move it. So second.
I guess we should have stayed there. Maybe sorry, we should have taken the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Where's the break room?
Thank you, Robin.
You guys can go
out of executive session.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn?
Second.
Meeting's adjourned.
That was not fun.